WJTL Building 429, Fear No More, Jesus Culture Freedom. Good morning. 704, Fred and Mindy with you.
And the students from Fishburne UMC are going to be joining us right here at the Junction Center. It's WJTL's Youth Group Night. Happens on Thursday nights. Highlights will include them. Oh, they get to preview new music. They get to talk with Nick live on the radio. Youth Group Night is sponsored by the Zip Lines and other adventure activities at Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. You can get details at refreshingmountain.com.
This morning, we welcome back our author J.P. Robinson into the studio. Good morning, J.P.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wonderful wife, Lois, and kids, Ezekiel, Amber, and Steven. And I actually have an aunt all the way up from the Caribbean, Auntie Pam, who's up here. And I told her I'd say a special hello, you know, to her this morning.
So, Auntie Pam visiting from the Caribbean. She's going to feel the effects of this cold.
Tell me about it.
Man. Yeah, I mean, we all will, but she might feel it a little more.
A little more.
So we're going to talk about your books. I know this is like the third or fourth time you've been on the air with us, and we've talked about that. But first, you have an event coming up at Quarryville. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to talk about the Lanco Expo, which is a tremendous testimony to what a community can achieve when it pulls together. We're having a free admission book and craft fair at the Quarryville Library on November 16th from 10 to 2. And it's a collection of authors from across various genres, some artisans, you know, craftspeople that make all kinds of wonderful things. But, you know, Fred, one of the most amazing things is the fact that different businesses in our community have been able to put their individual talents together to help make this a success. We've had people from Groff's and Cooper and a bunch of different other people that were just able to support in one way or another.
Yeah. That's very cool. So that's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
And it's happening at the Quarryville Library.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. And what time does it start?
Starts at 10 and goes to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And we're having free prize drawings and just all kinds of things, you know, to hopefully help our public better understand the power of community.
Now, you were a school teacher. You taught French.
That is correct.
And
history.
And history. And now you've written a half a dozen books.
That's right.
So what was your very first book when you first came here to talk about?
The very first book was Twice Born. It was about about Louis XIV and the Court of Versailles. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah. So how about, do you have a new book?
Yes. I have one called In the Midst of the Flames that just came out actually last Friday. It's a testimony.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Testimony to World War I. And since we're right in that time for it now, I think it really captures, my goal was to capture the spirit of a lot of the sacrifice that went into it. And also talk about the power of God and what it means to be healed. How do we find healing and forgiveness and rebuild marriages and relationships and things like that.
Very cool. Coming up, we'll talk more with JP about the Lanco Expo Book and Craft, or the Book and Craft Expo that's coming up in Quarryville this Saturday. Talk more about his book too. We invite you to stick around. Minnie's going to tell you about the forecast coming up. Just suffice it to say, it's going to be cold.